So
well, I'm just saying, but
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I know some of you are international. It's already into the next day for you, isn't it? Wait, today, yeah, today's, what is today?
Today would be Thursday for us.
And you're not working tomorrow? Oh, it's Thursday. Wait, we're confused.
Who said I wasn't working tomorrow?
Thursday. You said Friday. You weren't going to be working.
I didn't say that.
You did.
Oh, the Friday the 14th.
Oh, okay.
Roger?
Yes, however, I...
Which is not this Friday. It's next Friday. Or the 13th. Friday the 13th, actually, next. Ooh, ah.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's a week from tomorrow. Yeah. But, yeah. But anyway, remember.
Okay, well, we're sending out notifications. Best thing to do is either check later in the day on Blog Talk Radio. They list us. Otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposedly you're supposed to be able to go on Blog Talk and follow, like, or something. Somehow do something. Even if not, if it gets closer to like, yeah, I wonder if they're doing a show. If you go on around 6 o'clock and just scroll through the live and upcoming, they put them in order of who's coming up and who's already live and who's upcoming. So, and you can probably search, too. All right.
Glad to have you all with us.
Yeah, we got like 4 billion international folks.
Okay, a reminder.
Maybe not quite.
We're using ordinary playing cards for these readings. Okay. It's not the only method out there, of course. But it's the only method I've studied. And now with Grandma no longer with us, I'm the only living expert of this method. So it's always my honor and my privilege to share it with others. So that, well, the slogan used to be, learn personal prophecy and you never have to pay for a psychic reading again. That's what I was alluding to last night, that I got in trouble with the other readers. They blame me and say I don't work and play well with others. But the thing is, you know, you've got to be competitive.
Who said that?
Oh, on Astronet.
Oh, you're talking like a thousand years ago.
Yeah, they didn't want to work with me.
She's talking 90s now. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, well, whatever, you know.
Yeah, I got you. That was like another lifetime. That was, you have kids that weren't even born then.
Well, I did, yeah. I think the only one who wasn't born yet was Zach.
Right.
Yeah.
Then Lance was just a baby.
So, toddler. I'm going to also use a full 24-card layout for you, the callers. And I've noticed that nobody really does that, but I do. It's my preferred method. I enjoy it that way. I'm able to get a really good snapshot of your life, what's going on, what the landscape itself looks like in reference to your question, okay? And that's pretty much all I have to share. Now it's time for Mr. Jimbo. Yeah.
This guy. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes. You didn't need. We also like to remind you folks out there and all the platforms that ye be listening. If you are international, let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs as you show up. You don't have to be here now. You show up later, we'll tell you. But right now, we have a bunch of folks. We have Sophia in Sweden. We have Dr. Priya in the Netherlands. We have Rachel in Australia on the other side of the globe, and Virgil in the UK. So it's like we're at the UN right now. We got United Nations here.
Yep. We've got quite a collection.
They do.
Yes,
this is
like
a UN
it.
Meeting. Yes, indeed. We'll probably get just as much done as the UN does, too, just doing this, too. So, 515-602-9676. Number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And it's true. I always test it, except for Monday. I don't test it. That's not my show. It's News for the Soul. Belongs to Nicole. Ooh.
I made a rhyme.
I'm a poet. I don't even know it.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah,
if you ever call in and you hear nothing, that's a problem. Hang up, call back again. Typically, it's just a cell phone computer connection thingamabobber. No big deal. All right? What else do I want to tell you about that? If we get gaps in the phone calls. Yesterday was your day, alternate. We went back and forth with alternate. Wednesday. Today, you just got to see if the calls thin out. And we can make no promises. We can't predict. That's not going to do the cards. And see, we're not going to do it on that. Okay?
On when?
You're not going to do the cards to see if Facebookers will get a chance to get a read. And we're not going to go
Did somebody ask that?
No, I'm just throwing that out there. I was saying we can't predict.
Yeah, it depends on the caller.
It all depends. We don't know. We may. If we get a chance, we will turn to you folks. We just can't promise.
And
it.
The thing
when?
Is, too, to remember is the callers are the ones that are helping us to advance in terms of ratings with Blog Talk and, placement. And sometimes, like tonight, it's real slow.
Right now.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's so unpredictable. That's why I can't make promises. You know, it's not like I can right now look at it and say this is going to be the only two folks. Might be 5-6 more rolling in soon, or vice versa. Sometimes we have 5-7 before we even start the show.
And
just don't know.
Some nights I can stay on. You know,
tonight we cannot.
Tonight we have some important financial
business. We got to start flipping stuff over and turning chairs and looking under stuff and finding documents.
Yes, and we have less than 24 hours to get her done.
Well, less than that because I'm gone. We have till I go to bed midnight tonight. Midnight, because I'm gone tomorrow.
She calls and says
I need something.
Yeah.
That's SOL.
I want to put this out to you all, and yes, this is a commercial. If you are thinking, if any of you are homeowners or want to be homeowners, check with Rocket Mortgage.
There's a few of them. Check. There's a bunch of good ones out there. Loan Pronto is another one that's worth checking.
I've never
checking.
Heard of them.
Mm-hmm. Loan Pronto is almost, Rocket Mortgage is refinancing. Loan Pronto actually is different. What they'll do is they'll keep your freaking loan that you already have. We're not going to touch that. We're going to give you.
Oh, they're going to take money
equity,
out.
Equity, an equity loan for you.
Which for me wouldn't.
No.
No.
But it would for me.
It's better for me to just straight across the board refine.
That's why I'm going to.
Yeah.
For me, I'm going to shop because I got that option. You get your options. All right. We're letting the clock go tick-tock.
But anyway, if you know anybody, please tell them to. I didn't call them until late yesterday. And now we are heading into underwriting as of the 24th.
Well, that's a whole different thing now, too. You have to. Underwriters will kick things back and ask for more stuff, so you got to be prepared for that.
The only thing is,
I know that
this process never goes as fast as it is already.
Right.
Yeah.
It is what it is. All right.
That's it. Yeah.
The good thing is underwriting isn't as bad when you're refinancing. Underwriters get all antsy and freaky and squeaky when it comes to flat out buying a whole new house from somebody else. Then they're very cautious. If you're refinancing, they're like, well, you already own it. You already live in there, target. You're already paying mortgage. We see that. We already checked to make sure you pay your mortgage, so we kind of know you're going to keep doing that. So they're not as freaky.
But don't think that if you ignore, like, a bill or a debt from long ago, don't think it disappears just because they don't
call
you
disappears.
Anymore.
It never disappears unless it's, like, 10 years or something, then it just drops finally.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right, let's do it.
When you hear this sound, that means your reading has been concluded. It means we have to move on. So please let it conclude. The more we do that in a prompt manner, the more we'll get more folks on. But when you hear that, don't just say, all right, I'm done, hang up. Wait, because I'm going to give you a single card reading tonight. Is a single card reading from the exact same deck methodology, except it's virtual.
But do you like it better than angel cards?
It's different. I don't think it's necessarily better. It's different. I like the fact that you can talk about it, right?
Yeah.
That's why I don't even like sometimes reading the thing. I just want to say, Deb, 7 of Clubs, and just turn it to you. You wrote what I'm reading, so why don't you just talk from now on? I should just be able to tell you the cards, but you don't let me. Okay.
Oh, you mean without you reading it?
Well, you didn't. I just see this, guys. Okay. This is my life here. I talk. Nobody listens. You know?
Eric, this is what I was saying, Deb. What I was saying is I would like to just pull the card. Why should I read it? Since she wrote that, and she can talk more about it. There. See, it responded the same way you just did.
But I'm not going to quite remember what is on there without it being read.
Does it matter?
Yeah.
What's that card, Deb?
Serendipity.
No, what is
it
not?
It is.
That's not. I bet it's not going to say that when I pull it up in here. What is that card really?
It's something out of the ordinary. Very good. That happens while you're attending to normal everyday.
See, why should I read that when you can already do it is all I'm saying. But I will anyway because she makes me. So let's get to the call.
He's paid enough that he...
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, I make so much per show. I can count it on... I don't need hands to count how much I make per show because I make nothing. All right. We're going to area code 919, and where, oh, where? That is down south in North Carolina, 919. You are the first caller. Welcome.
Hello, this is Kay in Georgia from North Carolina.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Hi, yes, I got in early this time.
Awesome.
Yes.
Hey, caller number one, that's cool.
Yeah, I know, right? I definitely wanted to get in because I want to ask about career opportunities. So the quick short version of it is I applied for an amazing opportunity that's so outside of the norm of what I would normally apply for, but it was just speaking to me. And it's with Google. Do you see me hearing back?
Okay, I missed some of that. Sounded like
sorry.
It came across as a bit of a different language. So you said
sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's sort of. You said it's a very unusual opportunity. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's something that I would probably never have applied for before, by the title alone. But looking at the job description, it was very interesting. And it's with Google. And I was just wondering, do you see me hearing back from them?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is not even at your same workplace or business. This is something totally another place.
No. Yeah. I'm working two jobs right now.
No.
And I'm tired.
I did that for a little while and I did not enjoy that. Remember I did those two full times.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah, two full-time jobs. Yeah, I've been doing it now for a year and I'm tired.
Oh, yeah, I did it for less than a year and then I was moving when I was.
Yeah.
So I only slept a couple hours, and that caught up fast.
It cut into your drinking time.
Well, there was none of that.
Too much.
There was no time for that. I would move for like 3-4 hours, take a nap, and then go to the night job. And then the night job, I'd go change and roll into the day job.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I'm tired. Nice. I'm just ready for something for my greatest and highest good. So I'm ready.
I hear you. I mean, some people love working shit ton of hours and they love those big paychecks. It makes them so happy, but damn, it takes a toll on your body.
You know what they say about
you age a lot faster doing that
workaholism
stuff.
Yes.
Is an individual running away from having to actually live their life.
They could be escaping that they're lonely and single. So you know what though, it is a good escape.
Now that's true because I don't have a relationship.
It keeps you out of trouble. Sometimes lonely, bored people do bad things, but if you're always working all the time, you got no time to do anything bad.
Well, I really think you're going to hear from them, Kay, whether or not you actually get up to the point where they're not eliminating any more candidates. If that still remains to be seen, because while they put that description out, actually the cards are showing that they're not quite sure what they're exactly looking for. Kind of weird, but
it is. You're right. Sometimes they don't. You said it was new, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, new things. They just kind of they're just winging it too. They're learning as they go.
Yeah.
On their end, too, just like you
I can see that just basically on the title, because I said the title was so amazing. It was, like, really, really deep. But then when I looked at the job description, it's like, oh, I can do that. I've done that. I can do that. So It was this wonderful title.
Yep. That's cool. Well, you know what? Oh, it worked. They put a crazy-ass title and they got your attention to look into it.
Yeah.
True that.
Here's Woo-hoo! Oh, my gosh. Bless you.
Bless you.
You know,
yeah.
I am a Christian, but, you know, if I was a Satan worshiper, that'd almost be an insult.
Yeah,
oh,
I get
okay.
it.
But no, I am a Christian. I'm cool with it. But I'm just saying, think if I was.
What is Gesundheit?
That's something about, that's something, is Gesund, it's health, like to your health or.
Oh, something like that.
Good health or
yeah.
some shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it means good health, to your health. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah.
I forgot mm-hmm. where I was going. You scared it right out of my head.
It's October. It's Halloween month. It's time to be scared.
You did scare it. I was going to say something that I thought was going to be very intelligent, and it went boom. Thank
now
you.
Look at the card. It should come back.
And you think, right?
About a new job. Remember,
well,
we talked about the description.
I really think,
things.
Hey, you're going to show them a lot of excellent gifts on your part. And that's why I'm hoping that they're going to give you a real opportunity here. Oh, I know what I'm
okay.
going to say. They're boomerangs. They always come back. I was going to say that if you think of your life as like you are living in your own tiny universe, everything
mm-hmm.
that enters into that universe is there for you. Whether you get the job
mm-hmm.
or don't, it's about you taking those steps. And, you know, we learn something new every single day until the day we are no longer living.
That would be death.
That would be. It felt like a hard word to throw in there.
Yeah, I got you. I'm with you. Yeah.
So what I think is that showed up for you because it's meant for
wow.
you to land a really good job. This might just be the door opener for you. So,
got
but
you.
It's
okay.
It's going to plant seeds in your conscious mind, you know.
Yes.
And your
yes.
yeah.
Yes.
So, anyway, I'm hopeful for you. I hope you get back to us and we find out that you've got this amazing opportunity.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you both.
Real quick, you have a single card. It is the Ten of Clubs, Deb.
Well, the Ten of Clubs is going to directly relate in Kay's reading to business.
Yeah, it's written words. It's official documents, written words, and stuff
yeah.
like that. Pay attention.
Transactions.
Transactions. Official documentation and stuff like that.
It can even mean government affairs.
That makes sense. That makes sense because the position is illegal. It's illegal. The position is illegal.
You pay attention to all fine print on anything you may sign or whatever.
Yeah.
Or agree to.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
that could be important being in the legal field.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
Print,
yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
Does indeed.
Yes. Thank you all.
Oh,
well,
you're
you.
So welcome.
And thank you for holding to be in caller number one.
Always wonderful to hear from you. Okay.
Wunderbar, wunderbar.
You guys as well.
Yep. Thank you very much. We're going to rook and roo, rook and roo. Really good. Shoo. 703, it's in our own Commonwealth, Virginia. 703, welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's got to be Andrea.
It's got to be Andrea.
Someday it's not going to be.
I know.
And we're gonna
someday, you're right. Someday it's not going to be.
we're gonna pass out. We're going to have heart attacks.
We're going to look stupid.
Could be you both might witness our death run, or it might be dual heart attacks.
People,
right,
might, people might think, well, hey, if you're so psychic or intuitive, how come you don't just know? The thing is, I only know what spirit gives me.
Plus,
you
don't really
know.
Want to know that much. Sometimes it's fun to see if that person's coming on. Guessing a little bit's fun. I mean, if I was a freaking Gestapo Nazi person, I could write all these numbers down so I knew. But I don't want to do that. First of all, I don't want to take your privacy away and write your number down so that your numbers are not recorded anywhere on this planet.
Yeah.
All
right.
I mean, I don't have them recorded. So
Andrea, what's the good word?
Yep, let it rip.
Oh, my God. Yesterday at work was the most horrible day. The supervisor yelled at me again. But anyway, I had a really great second interview yesterday and had a really second great interview today.
Wow.
So I don't know what you – yeah. I think today's was even better than yesterday.
That's good.
Well, you're becoming such a professional at job hunting.
You might want to go into business. You might
you
want to go
be
into
a
business.
Consultant.
Might want to go into business.
You start your own little.
I should be a headhunter or recruiter.
You could be a headhunter recruiter, and you could go over this, folks, and say we're going to have mock interviews and get you all ready to rock and roll. We're going to do some mock
interviews.
And up
where you live, you could make some very good.
Oh yeah, there's a
coin up there.
A
lot
of people coming and going in the job market there.
Trying to get into permits and.
Crazy.
It's very interesting. Ask me what my favorite color was. Ask me what my favorite Disney character was. Some off the wall questions. I'm like, okay.
The Disney thing would catch me. Disney characters. Like,
what character is your favorite?
My ex-husband and I went to Disney World on our honeymoon. So Mickey and Minnie Mouse. And he goes, oh. Then I said my favorite color is purple. He goes, mine too. And I said something about, fluent sign language, and then it started looking me up on YouTube.
I don't really have a favorite Disney character. I'd probably be not get the job. But if I say, you know what, I don't like any of them. They'd probably be like, oh, that guy's gone.
DeVille.
Oh, good.
I like the song, Cruella DeVille, Cruella DeVille.
I love this. Andrea?
Yep,
I counted wrong, and I'm glad
whatever.
Because I don't like the way these cards are laid out for you, but one fell to the floor, and Grandma always said, if it falls to the floor, it's coming
because
to the door.
Because Spirit tells it to.
Yes. And what the card is saying is this is a commitment, like a contract, like
okay. An
agreement. Which
an agreement.
Would be in terms of the job that you're... maybe that right there was an intuitive slip when I said that. I just have to lay these out.
What the hell did you just do with the cards?
I said I miscounted. I've got to get another deck.
All right. Everybody disregard the heart.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Which one what?
Which one do you think will come through, or do you think both will come through?
Well, she's got to redo the cards because there was a little discounting.
Oh, I see. Okay, I gotcha.
I didn't know either. She's laying them back out, so you will now get that question answered here shortly.
Okay.
I saw her scooping up cards, and I was like, shark time. Yeah. She's scooping cards up. Good Lord, we're ready to roll. So that was a oops. Was that because you dropped
the
card?
Well, they always say if you're flipping cards and you're doing something and one like falls out of your hands, Spirit is telling you that's the one you should be, it's something for you.
Which it was.
Well, yeah, if it falls to the floor, it's coming to the door, that's your philosophy?
Five of cups is like an agreement. It's like a transaction.
Okay. I got you.
It would be them offering you the job and you accepting.
Yep.
And here it is again.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Hopefully I didn't miscount again this time.
Well, you know, if you were replaceable, you'd get fired, but you can't be replaced. So. She got job security.
No,
like she has job security here like nobody.
No, and it came up. Did they talk money to you?
Money.
The recruiters talked about money, but I didn't ask the people at the interviews about money because that's something you talk about kind of later.
I mean, okay, so when you went to that interview, it was already understood there was going to be another interview?
Well, the first two companies were phone interviews with the actual recruiter. The second interviews were actually Zoom interviews with the company.
Okay. Because I would ask myself, because money's going to come up, and I'm not ashamed, but
yeah.
I would say, near the end of the interview, it's like, are we going to do another interview, or is this going to be it?
Well, I already know what the second interview, I already know their pay is kind of low. And the first one, I forget what the salary is, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Sometimes it can be negotiated. But anyway, back to the cards.
What your cards are indicating here, is, and it's under sure to come true, is that you may not be happy with the salary that's offered to you. So,
she already said one of them was low, so you got that right.
The,
yep. She wasn't happy. She was kind of low. She said one of them.
Yeah, one of them was kind of low.
She said, right?
Yes,
well,
Andrea.
The second interview I had today is like $4 less than what I'm making, and I asked the recruiter, is there wiggle room for more? She said, well, if they make you an offer, you always can come back and counter.
Yeah,
so.
That is true. An offer is, you say, I'm not liking this. This is what I'm thinking.
Well, you should at least get what you're already making, shouldn't you?
You should.
But here's the thing. As much as I can't stand this job, I would take a couple dollars less because it's with T-Mobile, basically. And,
wow.
You know, then you can kind of write your own ticket, you know, promotions, raises, moves, whatever. So
I got
to
you.
Be stagnant, the job I have now, I'd rather take a little less money and be with a better company.
Yep, and she, that is wise. She says even though she is going to start out maybe lower than she wants, she realizes that she has so much more opportunity to make that very
right,
short list.
Right,
gets,
exactly.
Well, instead of being vapor locked into something forever.
Sure, I got
right.
it. So that is
right.
what I feel might happen is you're going to end up getting that job, but you're going to love it.
Long time.
Yeah, you'll love that job. So it's like a family atmosphere is what I'm picking up.
And the big bosses are in Seattle, Washington, so they're not even in the same time zone, same place. And the Verizon office is right down the street from me, and those people I would work for are kind of all over the state as well. They're not even in the office.
Well, I'd say you've got a pretty good shot. I really do.
Now that is a real heart.
Alrighty.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Stand
all
by.
Right.
Your card is a nine of hearts.
Oh, gosh, that's good.
Intuitively speaking, wishes are...
Is it?
Are but dreams with
yeah.
wings attached. Your dreams, what kinds of dreams are? And this matter is concerned. So basically, this nine of hearts means things are looking like they're going
to
come true.
Yeah, I think
through,
she's
right?
getting ready to have a job she's really going to love. The nine of hearts is a very important card.
And then there's a disclaimer.
Ooh.
It says, do remember, however, not every wish comes true, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But all sorts of unexpected sort can come attached to it. Wish wisely, and ultimately, happiness is the matter of yours. So this is like the genie three wish thing. It says,
yes.
Just remember what you wish for. Sometimes there are things you didn't think about if you get that wish.
It's like the gypsy.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Basically, I really want this job. It sounds great.
Yeah, may all your
but there could be
come
there could
through.
Be some other things you don't know about. But so just, you know, but what are you gonna do? You can only do what you can do. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes. Good luck there.
Thank you. Okay.
I go.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye.
Good luck to you. We shall talk again.
Catherine said, and I would like you to elaborate on this.
I don't know what you're talking
about. She said, I swear, every time I hear Jimbo say the words long time, I crack up. Tell her.
She knows. The reason she laughs is because she knows.
She knows.
You wouldn't laugh about that if you didn't know where it came from.
Well,
the Full Metal Jacket thing.
No, that's not where I
felt. Yeah, it is. It's the little Asian chick. The little Asian hooker chick. Yeah, I love you long time. Yeah.
Joe.
That's. She wouldn't be funny if you didn't know that.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah,
remember?
I thought it was actually, I was mistaken. I thought it was about the Chinese buffet.
No, they never actually said that. They just said, you bet here 4 hours. No, he didn't say long
here
time.
You go now.
He actually quoted 4 hours. Not 4 hours. 4 hour.
Oh, and speaking on that, anybody that goes to Red Lobster, for the unlimited shrimp, there is a limit. I was surprised to find this out.
You had to research it.
Yeah, I found very strange. I like looking for shrimp.
Good luck on that limit anyway.
100 shrimp.
Good luck.
And that's the end. You're done.
Good luck on that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of damn shrimp. And they're not giving you popcorn shrimp. They're decent size.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and some of them are the stuffed ones, and that's going to fill you up.
Oh, yeah, I could go for some right now.
They're good. And it's actually, they actually lowered the price to, $15.99 there
no,
for a while?
No, it was $23. And
no, they lowered it down to something.
Yeah, to $20.
Well, fuck, I don't care. But anyway.
Yeah.
If you eat a lot of shrimp, that's a good deal because, they're not cheap per pound.
You got 7 choices.
And they're not just steaming them. They're doing different stuff to them. So that is more labor intensive. You just freaking toss them in a steamer or a deep fryer and that's it. Yeah, I could see being cheap, but they're seasoning them. Some of them are battered, some are scampi, some are linguine.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, some of them are butterflied with the, like I said, stuffed.
Well, how could anybody? Well, I guess from what the article I've read, and I saw that some very heavy set men had come in, and they were just chowing down. They weren't eating the any of the sides. They just were shrimpaholics.
Right. Yeah. You can, and you know what? You could actually probably make the kitchen happy, save the money, and say, "Don't order any sides," and they'd be okay. They'd be cool with that too, because then they wouldn't waste the sides. So,
but
that's tiny. That's cheap shit. A potato, they don't cost squat. Broccoli, you know, that's cheap stuff.
They make the best broccoli.
And all the rice and noodle, yeah. the linguine, all that, they want you to eat that and get full.
Oh,
that's the
Laura.
Cheapest thing on earth, rice and noodle.
Yeah, they have a good Subway special going on now. Isn't it buy one, get one 50% off?
It changes. Sometimes it's that. Sometimes it's buy two, get one. It changes all the time.
They sure have a lot of good ones, too.
They do indeed. International shout-outs to Suzanne, Glenn, and Scott, and Laura in Canada.
Yeah, glad to have you.
Oh, Canada.
Or maybe Chinese. You are making me hungry.
I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't want to eat because there's a task at hand.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Yes, indeed. All right. We are now going to area code 610, which is in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Welcome, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Don't just let that go. Let's not talk about that. Hello, PA, are you here?
Yeah, hello.
I heard noise. Please, we won't hang out with somebody that had to run and go pee-pee-poo-poo or something. So. Pennsylvania! All right. We're going to put them back on mute because we can, and we're not going to hang out because we know they're there. They just got, like, sidetracked or something. Prawns, Rachel. And you know what? Here's the deal. I know that the Aussies call them prawns.
Yeah, and they're big.
I don't know that they're big.
Aren't they big?
Prawns on what we call prawns are gigantic sons of bitches.
Like, yeah.
I don't know that if they have the same meaning for prawns. That's all. It's another country on the other side of the world, you know. Prawn stuff, I don't just call any shrimp prawn. Prawn is a damn. And I've never had one. I didn't have one of those until I went to Seattle and they brought it up. And I was like.
Does it mean they're old?
I don't know what the fuck it means.
Yeah.
Probably a different species, probably, and they eat a lot of shit.
Rachel agrees they're in different sizes.
Ah, okay. See, we don't call prawns in different sizes. We only call prawns as the big giant bastards that we don't catch on the East Coast. Nothing on the East Coast is a prawn. That's West Coast.
Yeah. I don't think we even catch shrimp here. We catch lobsters and crabs.
The biggest thing we got here is like Texas Gulf, or not Texas, but Gulf jumbo shrimp. And I'll tell you what, if you have like a West Coast prawn, that thing looks like it's baby. The biggest shrimp here looks like
Damn.
A baby to a prawn out there. Yes, I was amazed when I went to Seattle and had some awesome prawn. What's a prawn? Oh, that's shrimp. I never even heard the word. It's like, okay, I'll take that. And they brought it out. I was like, wow, that's a big son of a bitch. So, all right. I forgot to say.
Yeah.
Messenger folks. Now is that time. Audio or video.
Do you have anybody waiting?
No, we have just that person waiting that was not there. Audio or video messenger to Deborah Lee. First come, first serve. Bada bing, bada bing.
If you're my friend on Deborah Lee, you can messenger call me. For free. I don't care where you are.
Yeah, no, Catherine, go ahead. Catherine, what we call jumbo shrimp here are jumbo shrimp. When I went up to Seattle, the Northeast, I don't know if it's the same down south, too. What they call prawns, they're way bigger than our jumbo shrimps here, even the biggest ones. We had some pretty, Lido used to have some pretty big ones.
Oh, yeah, they were good.
But they weren't prawns.
No.
And I don't even, I'm not going to worry about internet definitions. I'm going to tell you, when I went to my work in the past, because I was a young single guy, they sent me all over the place. They looked for people, because a lot of people don't want to travel. Oh, I'll go there. It's on your dime. I've been all over the place, and that was a bastard in Seattle. I've been there a lot to Seattle because of work. What was that?
What? That noise?
Yeah.
That would be the restroom.
Was
There's
it?
Somebody in there.
Oh, it sounded like a dog was puking or something. All right. Well, Facebookers, don't say, we did try. Sometimes they want readings. Well, guess what? That door is now shut. Going back to 610 in Pennsylvania. Are you with us? Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I'm sorry. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And who are we speaking to?
My name is Sonia.
Oh, are you new to the show, Sonia?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
We're happy to have you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. So you've listened to, have you been listening while you've been waiting?
Listen a little bit.
Okay, well, so then you kind of got the idea of the flow to the show, the questions and the cards and stuff, or do you want us to talk about, tell you what to do?
I guess I wanted to ask a question.
There you go.
About my relationship.
Perfect.
Okay, tell us a little about your relationship, hon.
I'm kind of going through a rough patch right now. Something happened, and I just wanted to see where you saw the relationship headed.
So something happened. Now, remember, this is your first reading with me, and it usually takes a few times for me to really manage to obtain a strong intuitive connection with you, all right? The others that have called earlier.
So the more info you give, the better your reading is going to be. That's the bottom line.
Are you married? Are you just...
is this a commitment,
yeah,
but not a ring on the finger or
yeah,
anything?
I'm in an 8-year relationship with a same-sex partner.
A what?
8-year relationship with a same-sex partner?
Yeah.
You said 8 years?
Yes.
Basically, you're married.
If
without
you
being
were
married.
Here, you...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you calling us from?
Pennsylvania, damn it.
Oh, that's right. Well, that's probably a common law marriage there, isn't it?
She knows. I don't know. Not everybody has that. Regardless, that's kind of a moot point because bottom line is 8 years is serious. It doesn't matter if it's married, not married, whatever. It's very serious. It's a long time. And so apparently there was a speed bump in the relationship. If you want us to know, what do you see?
Yes. Give me a moment to lay out your cards.
During this 8 years, have you had other speed bump, bad little things like this?
This is not a little thing. This is a big thing. I know, never.
Okay, good. Because some people are in those 8-year relationships, and they have a lot of them. So, okay, well, that's a whole different ballgame. I know you caught it.
Is your partner trying to make amends?
Well, after a few days, yes.
Okay. But it's a big deal, Deb. This is...
Yeah, it's a big deal.
All
right.
Not a lot of people would, you know, allow it again, so...
I hear you. We're pretty much with you. You don't have. We're not going
to
make you say anything you don't want
to
say.
We don't need to.
We're going to make you say anything you don't want to say here. We don't want to make anybody uncomfortable.
Well, I'll tell you. I think it's going to take great effort for the two of you to restore this relationship to what it used to be. You know, it's a thing when trust has been, betrayed or violated. And when that trust is gone, boy, you got to work really hard at that. So I really think that here's what I see. I feel that the two of you would gain tremendously from going to counseling.
We are.
Oh, good.
We started today.
Look at that.
Oh, day one, though. You're not going to see strides on day one.
No, it's going to take, and you know what?
But the effort is there, at least.
Counseling requires a very special marriage in terms of the counselor. So if you don't feel that this counselor is really clicking.
You both have to feel it.
Yeah, go to another one.
Yes, right. You both have to be happy with the counselor. Yeah. And... you both have to be really committed. One can't just go to try to make the other person happy. I'm just going because they want me to go. It's like, nah, that's not going to work then.
I think she's really sorry.
Okay, well, then that would
I
be a
really
good thing.
I really do, and I feel like you love her very much. Right now, it's
obviously,
your cards are showing that it's still so fresh, and the wound is running deep.
The wound is still very fresh.
Yeah, and it's going to take some time. But I really think the two of you are not going to walk away until you've really given this a chance.
Yeah, and you're doing the right thing, too. And sounds like, at least We don't know the person, but you have the cards. But at least if they agree. A lot of folks don't agree to go to counseling. They don't like it. So, but that's a step. That's a positive step.
I think so too.
Right. So that's a good thing. Anything else you see there before we go to?
Well, just that I think that it's going to be repaired.
Okay.
But it's you I'm mostly concerned with here, Sonia, because your feelings are very raw in your reading. So
she said it was a big deal.
It is a big deal.
So, yeah, right.
But it's not beyond repair. I think, though, that it's going to just take some work. Okay?
Okay.
And when I listen to other professionals, I often hear them say when there's been a breach of faith or trust, that the person that has been is like the victim
right.
in it all.
Yep.
That the other person has to really work hard to restore the balance.
And sometimes that person, they expect, well, it's been a week and Mom showed you all this stuff. You should automatically get over it. See, everybody, it's like a death. Everybody's different. Some people may take a long time to get over it. Some people may not. But sometimes, or they might get a little pissed off or frustrated sometimes. You're still holding this against me. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, because, yes, I do have a lot of trusting issues and insecurities and whatnot, even though I'm a very level-headed person. I've never had in trouble in my life. When you have a problem, I'm the person you come to, put it that way.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure. She says she wants to try because of the 8 years and make amends and come to a path of resolution. That's what she told the therapist. But I want to make sure that she's not just doing this to put on a show and say, okay, yeah, we tried, okay, it didn't work out, and then run off with the other person.
Oh, well, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Sure.
Yeah. I didn't see any indications of that, but it doesn't mean it can't develop as time goes.
And it is your first reading.
Yeah,
it's your very first reading.
Join us again. We'll be here Friday and most likely Saturday.
Yeah, those are almost guarantees. Friday for sure. Rebel card Friday. Dude, that's a whole different ballgame.
If you join us, we'll be able to look deep into this.
Yeah, be.
And right now, I'm not picking up that's her agenda. But you have been deeply hurt. And you have to be able to purge those emotions. And she should be very patient with you. And if you don't feel like you're in it, then you should definitely listen to your own heart.
Listen to your own
heart. Yeah, because... You know, if this other woman, if she's just going to kind of cling to you until she can make a break, which I did not see at this point, but if she does that, well, you deserve way better than that.
Well, she also did ask for have individual sessions with a therapist as well. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
She also did want individual sessions with a therapist.
Oh, I wonder why.
Because she has issues she needs to work on.
So she didn't want, or she did? She did want individual sessions?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, correct. Individual.
Well, a good therapist is going to bring the two of you together at some point.
No. Us together, and then her by herself with a therapist.
Oh, so she's doing that?
Yeah, she wants to start doing that because she has some unresolved issues as well.
Well, I think we should give her a chance.
There's nothing wrong with
that.
Everybody should be able to go to a therapist on their own. They don't always have to bring a partner.
We're still going together. No, I think you guys are missing the point. We are doing the therapist together.
Yes.
She's doing it individually.
Yes.
Yeah, we got that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with her going to a therapist on her own, too, at the same time. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, and this could, you know, it's strange when tragic things happen to us, how they can rebound and actually become the best thing that ever happened where you have 20/20 vision and you're from that experience where you could actually find a point of a new beginning. And then again, if it turns out that this cannot make you feel as fulfilled as you used to be, then you may have to, you know, take a break. So.
Right. You're not picking that up, are you? Picking that up?
That I feel that you two should work. I feel your cards are supporting your decisions right now. That, yes, doing the therapy, but you know what? You're going to have your own, what would I call this? Like a continuing feeling of having been betrayed to work on. And it was a betrayal. Okay, and those feelings can be very deep and dark and hard to get over. So like I said, in your reading, I'm mostly concerned about you. All right. I feel that you've had your issues over the years. I don't think you've had a very easy life there, Sonia, and you are very strong and very resilient. And there's a lot in this relationship that I see that is worth saving. And, you know, remember, hon, you can always discuss this in private with me where I won't have to seem so vague because in public. You can always arrange a time with me where we can do a private session. All right. And I am an intuitive life coach, and I do have, you know, skills in that area. So if you want to, just find me on my website, psychiclovedoctor.com, and I will get to you right away.
Okay.
Thank you, hon, and please take care. All right, darling.
Thank you.
Take
care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, that's a lot to process, isn't it, everybody? You know, those of us, and women are, we are fabulous at this. Those of us that have preferred to.
Deb?
I think he's had a rough day at work.
Well, she's
today.
Still on, which is because I muted doesn't mean anything. She's still listening.
Okay.
So don't get worried about that mute microphone thing too much. I'm busy dealing with a scam.
Okay.
A scam
but I was
freak.
Going to say that. When we reach a point in our lives where we remain single, you know, we become detached from all of that romantic stuff, from our own rough and rocky road that we've traveled. I think that I'm sorry. I've had a rough day too. But I was going to say that we women don't hold on to these feelings later as life goes on. We sort of let it go. I don't know what men are like because I rarely get the chance to give readings that way. They always want to know about the right now, you know, or the immediate present or future, I mean. And I think we women, though, we become detached where it's like c'est la vie, you know, it didn't work out, but this is after a long period. Yeah, me too, Joanne.
What?
Being single.
International shout out to Joanne.
Yes, Joanne.
From Canada.
You have the prettiest sunflowers. Are those yours? Because they sure, you post them and they look just beautiful. Okay.
Are you ready?
Are we going? Do we have more?
Yeah.
Where?
I've been standing by for quite some time. 205, Alabama. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi, Jim, Deb. I'm very delighted to speak to you again. So thank you so much for taking my call. Deb, I'm not sure if I hope it's okay to call you Deb, Deborah. I'm not sure if I asked this question. This is Patricia, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah. Thank you. it's been several questions I've asked at the same time when I call, but this question is pertaining to my uncle. He's 75, and he was removed from his home back in February of this year due to neglect by his fiduciary and the field examiner of the Department of Veterans Affairs. And so at that time, we thought that they were working with the family to resolve that issue and reunite our uncle, who has never been away from his family, but due to an injury in World War II, he has been taken care of by family all of his life. My late father, who is crossed over up until 10 years ago, and then my brother stepped in his shoes. And so when this happened and we all was on the same page of making sure we get him in a safe place, what happened, here recently, 2 months ago, we really come to find out that they kind of concocted the whole thing to remove him completely from the family. And then we're sitting here scratching our head, like, what just happened?
Yeah.
So I want to know, we're now bringing in state attorneys, and we're fighting them to get him back. And fighting against us. Yeah, we're trying to get guardianship. And so do you see us getting guardianship soon? We go to court on October 26th.
Court. Little legal thing there.
We're not allowed to give legal advice. We don't have the credentials, but can look at a situation like this. Like right now, does he have, say, a guardian ad litem, or is he completely
We got them involved. So they've been going over to the place where all of these third-party people have come together and concocted this whole thing to get him in their in a position where they could be over him and his money and all of it. So we got the courts involved. We got a guardian involved that has gone over to see where he's at and how he's doing. And we're trying to gain guardianship, my sister and I, and reunite him back with his family. They concocted this, and it's just been an ordeal. And we know very much so that our uncle is, it's been hard on him. This is not right.
No, not at all.
So,
now, I want to ask, I'm sure he's probably getting... he's probably getting Social Security, right? Yes, and is he on disability?
He got disability from the military, right?
Yeah, he has an estate, and he gets Social Security, and he gets money from the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Is that aid in attendance? That those who have been in a war-like situation, my mother's receiving it as a surviving spouse from her late husband, that it's money that comes from Veteran Affairs, and it's for the care of that individual so that they can be at home, or my mother's in assisted living, but there's enough money there. So I'm wondering, I feel like something fishy's here. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, it's very much so. He's supposed to be back in his home. That's what they promised, that he was going back to his home. They are not trying to get him back in his home. They have all grouped up, and there are probably three or more people in this whole thing that they concocted to get him away from the family.
And why? Do you have any sense of why? I mean, were they claiming the family's neglecting or abusing him?
Yeah, that's what they were claiming, that it was just one family member, but the fiduciary has went to the Department of Veterans Affairs and have made it look like the whole family is just in a disarray. So not only can the person who he lived with and the neglect supposed to happen with just that one, but no, he has more than that one family member. This person has made it seem like the whole family is like we're bickering and we're just not suitable, none of us. And we're trying to figure out, why would you do that? If one family member did something, why did you not try to unite him with others? No, they want to pull him away, and then we're just wondering if it's what they're doing. Is it financially what they're, you know, they're trying to take from him financially? Something is going on, and that's why we brought in attorneys. To attain guardianship. I just want to know, do you see us, and when do you see us reuniting and removing those people and allowing the state to come in, us as guardians, the state conservatives over his estate?
Yes. Is he able to communicate?
He's mentally incapacitated and has been for just all of his life. But what they have done was, when we decided we wanted to attain guardianship over him, they schedule an appointment with a doctor at the hospital, VA, and then they gave us a call and said, oh, by the way, we're taking y'all off his medical records because he's capacitated mentally. And we was like, what? He's never been mentally capacitated. And if he's mentally capacitated all of a sudden, then he don't need any of you all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He don't need a fiduciary. He don't need this, you know, are over his money. So if he's all of a sudden capacitated when it comes to his family, then what is he when it comes to you all? You know, so
he needs to be among his loved ones. Because I'm going to tell right straight out, if they succeed, and I don't think they're going to, but if they do, they're going to kill him. He's going to die of loneliness and being in that kind of environment. He deserves better than that. You know, our veterans fall through the cracks way too much, you know, and I keep waiting for us to get a commander-in-chief, as in the president, who's going to focus on this and straighten up these bad VA hospitals and things. But I think you have an attorney, or you're getting one, who has a great love for the patriots of our country.
Yes.
And this man is going to fight like hell for you.
We actually have a woman. We have a female attorney, and she seems to be very sharp and very smart. And we go before the judge on the 26th of October.
Well, you know what? She does have others in her legal firm.
Yes.
And I see
them.
They are
one of the biggest firm in the state of Alabama. They have merged with three other firms. So I feel like God put us there with this firm because he knew it was going to take some force with the force of the Department of Veterans Affairs, because we're talking about the state against the government.
This man could, that I'm seeing here, could be her researcher. You know, they have these people that research cases and stuff, or he could be her second chair for in the courtroom, but
yes.
There is a man involved, and he is not going to take this. You've got good representation around you, really do. So,
thank God.
You know what's wrong with the system is a lot of these people working through the VA and whatnot, they're young. They're like youngsters,
mm-hmm.
You know, fresh out of college. They think they know what they're doing. They have no experience to fall back on. So they're using distorted legal avenues to literally kill a guy. I mean, this this is your uncle, right? Uncle, you say?
Yes, my uncle.
Okay.
He is immediate. He's my father's.
Okay.
He's my late father's brother.
Well, he is very conscious of the people around him. I mean, he may not be able to speak well, but I feel he is understanding. I mean, the man may not have all his faculties, but he
mm-hmm.
understands what's happening. And the worst thing that could happen is for him to be just stuck in a place, you know. So I really am going to keep a space for you, intuitively for you, because I really want to get a call back that you tell me this has been resolved in the favor of the family. All is well. I do.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we did. Okay. So what you've got is a special card.
Ace of Clubs.
Yeah, that card involves significant communication.
Yep. That's a question. Correspondence, everything.
Yeah.
Very official communications, right?
I really think yes. And I think that this is relating to your lawyer notifying them that they are going to be taken to task over what they've done with him. Okay. So I really think
that they're going to be taken
to court to get this solved.
Okay.
Oh, and you know what? That man that I saw who is very much committed to veterans' well-being, that could be the judge. Not just that just struck
yes.
me. Yeah. So
okay.
I am feeling very hopeful about this situation. But remember, I can't determine, well, you know, once you get to court, it can sometimes be a real crapshoot. But I really think positive things are going to result from this.
Thank you
yeah.
so much.
Oh,
thank you.
So welcome.
Yeah, that's,
please don't be a stranger. We'd love
no,
to hear
yeah.
from you.
What a, that's a horrible mess.
Okay,
and,
I won't.
Terrible, terrible mess.
Yeah.
God bless you both, and thank you so much.
God bless your family.
Yeah, I hope everything works.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please, please keep us in your prayers. Please
absolutely.
Send out prayers for us being reunited with our uncle and these third-party people being removed. You know, we definitely need the prayers to go along with the battle. And
you
I know did. At the end of the tunnel, I know we will prevail because God is not going to continue to allow this to happen. He is a warrior. He loves the Lord, and he's a true warrior.
Facebookers.
Thank you so much, Deb
and
Jim.
Yes, to our Facebook, followers.
Well, thank you so very much.
Also, our blog talkers, come on, let's spiritual warriors, let's stand in the gap for this family.
Mm.
Prayer is powerful. I believe it's manifestation, too. So
it's all about belief.
Yeah, you know, let's help
faith.
The family.
You have to have faith. If you just pray and you don't believe, it's nothing's going
to
happen.
All right,
all
well,
faith.
We're going to have to.
We have to call
yeah.
it, folks. We got to call. We ran over a little bit. Friday's another day. We will be here for Roma Card Friday. Negative, Joanne. We got to go. When
yeah.
you got to go, you got to go.
I'm sorry, hon.
Give us a shot Friday. All right. Sorry. Oh, so sorry.
Thank you all for joining us on Facebook. And to our blog talkers, we leave you with this.
Sure.
With this.
Good night.
Okay.
Word up, dog.
Well, see you tomorrow night.
Yep.
7:00 p.m.
Yep. See, just saying goodbye to our Facebook, not Facebook, it's our blog.
Yeah, right, Rebel Card Night. Gotta join us.
That's right.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah.